Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Well, our Lenten journey begins in a fairly familiar place for us, because every year, Lent starts with this same story, the temptation of Christ. Now, the story starts right after Jesus' baptism. The heavens had just been opened. The Spirit had descended upon him like a dove, and God himself had spoken. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And then immediately after this mountaintop of an experience, Jesus is led out into the wilderness. Yes, the Spirit that descended upon him is this same Spirit that leads him out into that desolate, uncaring emptiness of the wilderness. And so it's there that Jesus sits. For 40 days and 40 nights, this time of preparation, time of reflection, time of conversation with his heavenly Father. And it was a time that just plain old wore him out. I mean, after this intense time with God, Jesus is famished. And after 40 days of fasting, who wouldn't be? And so it is at this time, when Jesus is at his physical weakest point, that is when the temptations start. For Satan comes and he starts to offer things up to Jesus. Things that, in many ways, they're not bad things. But in this setting, these temptations are as unhealthy as they can be. Whenever I read through this lesson, I always reflect back on the different temptations in my own life. Now, about 6 months ago, as some of you know, I started a new workout class down at the Y. 5:15 in the morning. Anybody want to join me? You're more than welcome. But I go there 3 days a week. And I remember as I started this out last fall, I went out and the punishing teacher that I have, dear lady, she got a great workout on me. It's one of those that when you see me the next day going up the stairs, I just sort of creak and moan every step that I take. Well, as I was driving home one day, I couldn't take Riverside Drive down because it was still closed with all the construction. So I got onto Park, and I was taking Park coming back home, and I got the windows rolled down. I got a breeze coming over me to cool me down. And as I'm driving, there's this smell. Actually, it's more of this heavenly aroma as I'm driving. So I look out the window to see where this heavenly aroma is coming from, and there's Old Fashioned Bakery right there. Oh, the glorious smell of fresh donuts in the morning. And I thought, you know, donuts after a workout, I've earned them, right? Yes, temptation, thy name is donut. Well, the temptations that we hear about today, they start with food as well. After 40 days of fasting, here is Jesus, and he is absolutely famished. And so Satan says, how about a little meal? Just a little bit of bread. So if you are the Son of God, all you have to do is turn these rocks into bread. And then you can feast. That hole that you have in your stomach, it'll be filled. Everything will be fine. All you have to do is turn those little rocks into bread. But we know this temptation, it's not really about it's not about whipping up some feast of bread from those rocks that were sitting there, but rather this temptation, it's all about trying to fill that hole, trying to fill that void that we humans have in our lives. You see, the tempter, he approaches Jesus as he's fully human. And yes, we know Jesus is fully human and fully divine. But this tempter, he's only looking at the human side of Jesus. And knowing human history as he does, the tempter tries to go after that hole that we humans have in us. Now, what's the hole I'm talking about? Well, it all goes back to that first story we heard, the story of Adam and Eve. Because here we've got Adam and Eve, and they're living in this wonderful place of peace and plenty, this garden that God had created for them. He gave them this garden so they could till it, so they could tend to it, so they could just enjoy this paradise as it was. But even in this paradise, they have this sense that they're incomplete, maybe even a little bit insecure. And so it's this insecurity that the serpent plays upon. You know, God hasn't told you everything, the serpent says. That completeness you're looking for, that security you're looking for, you can have it. All you need to do is eat this. This one little thing. And if you eat this one little thing, then you're going to be totally and completely filled. No more voids in your life. Being insecure. Thinking if we had just that one thing, whatever it was, that one thing, then we would be whole and complete and comfortable with who we are. That's how Adam and Eve felt. You ever felt that way? And so Adam and Eve try to fill that hole, that emptiness that they felt inside themselves. They tried to fill it with the fruit of that great tree of knowledge, but that fruit didn't fill the hole. Instead, after eating the fruit, they felt even more insecure than they ever had before, and they were still missing what they needed to fill that hole. Well, let's move forward now to the gospel. And here the tempter is at it once again. You have an emptiness in you, he says to Jesus. You have this physical emptiness in you. So why not eat? Why not turn these stones into bread and have yourself a little bit of a feast? Fill the emptiness. Fill the hole. But Jesus realizes what Adam and Eve missed. That the hole, the emptiness, it can't be filled with stuff. It can't be filled with fruit. It can't be filled with knowledge. It cannot even be filled with bread. But rather, the only thing that can fill that hole is God. The only thing that can make us whole. The only thing that can make us complete. The only thing that can give us the security that we long for in our lives, the only thing is God. Because without Him, without our relationship with Him, we are lacking. We are not complete. And we do need to be filled. And you see, that's where the temptations reach us today. Because we have the same human struggle. Lent is a time of reflection. So let us reflect. Let us reflect on some of the emptiness we feel in our own lives. Let us reflect on some of the insecurities we have in our own lives. Let us reflect on how we may view ourselves as incomplete. And what is it we do to fill these holes? What is it we do to fill our insecurities, to fill our emptiness? You see, we humans, we're like me, driving by that donut shop early in the morning. We know what we need to fill the hole, but we may try to fill it with something else. Something that's not nearly as healthy for us. Something that may give us temporary satisfaction, and yes, Bavarian cream donuts definitely give me temporary satisfaction. But in the end, they leave us a lot emptier than we were at the beginning. That's the temptation. To fill our holes, to fill our lives with stuff. Things we think are going to give us joy and happiness. Things we think will elevate us in status in society or community. Things we believe will give us the security and the wholeness that we long for, but these things don't fill the holes. Instead, we learn later on down the road that they leave us wanting even more. And we see the temptation has won, because we've been so focused on filling these holes ourselves that we have neglected the God who fits into that hole and fills it so perfectly. If you are the Son of God, the tempter says, and it's right there that the tempter has failed. For Jesus knows who he is, and he knows whose he is. He knows the relationship. He knows the love. And he knows that it is this relationship that fills him completely, and he is in need of nothing else. So as we start down this Lenten road, let us all reflect on how we try to fill the holes in our lives. And then, let's give it up. Let's give up all we are trying to do to make ourselves whole. And let's let God fill us and complete us once again. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.